Lieutenant Harris, I was just going to say, well, just because they had ROTC uniforms on doesn't mean they had to be students.
There's only one student I know who could possibly do something like this.
Luther, man. Oh, you think a little detail like that's going to get in his way? Come on.
That's true, but if we can get into his dorm room, it'll be...
I'm not saying that. I'm saying we might be able to find a clue as to where he's hiding it. I just feel we're doing an injustice by suspecting the guy without any proof, that's all.
Wait. Come on.
Okay.
He left me in the dust. You should go out for track.
So what happened? Why is she letting him do that?
Wish we could be of more help, Lieutenant.
Gee, I wonder, considering who the messenger is.
I think he's convincing her he is.
Hello.
Excuse me there, boss, but we'd like to talk to Lex. You know, Leo, the whole ROTC is under suspicion. About what happened at the Army base. If you know anything about a couple of missing ROTC uniforms, you might want to say something to somebody. Well, now's the time, okay?
Well, let's take it.
Who's Lex got the date with tonight?
Not yet. But I got a message in the pipeline. So, Lana, how did your date go last night?
He did what? Why did he hit you? Well, see, I'm really confused here. I mean, just yesterday he was thanking Superboy for saving his life.
I know. Oh, he also has a message for Superboy.
Well, tell me what it is. I'll try to pass it on to him.